way. There'll be a blessing.
There'll be a blessing.
You'll be possessing.
You'll be possessing.
Walking up the King's
highway.
Oh, it's the highway to heaven.
None can walk up there
but the pure in heart.
Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God for being established in holiness. We are walking upright before God, keeping God's commandments. And we're thanking God for the teaching that comes forth, showing us how to be the people of God, how to walk in His ways, how to keep His commandments. And it's all because of our great prophet teaching us the ways of God. Now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Barry Boyd.
Thank God. In the School of Wisdom. We're in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God for another Sabbath day. Chosen to be a soldier. Before we get into that, the choir is going to sing Gates of Zion. Choir, thank God.
A narrow way must enter at the straight gate, a plumb line made by the plumb line. A watchman on the walls of Jerusalem sits on throne, judging the tribes of Israel. And what's known of the Savior, it's been revealed to us by the Son. The Lord loves him more than all the dwellings of Jacob. His anointed one to be all. Come in the unity of the faithful to be all. Come in the knowledge of the Son. All the gates of Zion, that's why all must go through the gates. We look to the hills. All my head,
all my head. From the Lord. Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad you are with us. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2 and 3. We want to follow God, but it's good to realize that we have been drafted. God chose us to be soldiers. And some soldiers are drafted and some are voluntary. They volunteer for the army. Some of us volunteered after we didn't have a choice. When the Vietnam War came, I was a Class A. I got my classification. That means I was ready to go. And I, being a young man, 19 years old, I said, well, I might as well go now. I'm going in September, let me go now. So I spent up all my money, had a good time, and said, I'm going to the Army. I'm going to Vietnam. I thought it would look well that I volunteered to go after I was drafted. In other words, he said, you're due to go in September. I said, uh-oh, may look better if I say, okay, I'm here, I'm ready to go now. So I spent up all my buckles, had a good old time, because I thought I might not be coming back, so I better spend all my bucks up now. Right? So I did that. Well, that's the way it is in God. When you come to God, you have to forget about the world that you leave behind. One thing Uncle Sam tells you, don't call mama, don't call papa. Uncle got you. You belong to Uncle Sam. And it was true, because when we got there, they took all of our identity away. You came in with process, do, fro, whatever you had, it came off. And in the end, when you started basic, everybody looked just alike. Skinhead. Nothing to show the former man. And if you were a thug, you didn't know it. If you were a studious student, you didn't know it. If you were a doctor, you didn't know it from the one that was ignorant, whether they were a bum. Another thing about when you were drafted, in order to fit their criteria, you couldn't have certain ailments. If you had certain ailments, you can't be in the Army. And I don't know why, because when you come in the Army, you know what you're signing up for. You're signing up to die for your country. Well, that's the way it is in God. When you come to God, you're signing up to die out of the old man. And God expects us to be good soldiers. Isn't that beautiful? That's what we're going to strive to be. 2 Timothy 2 and 3, Deacon.
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
So let's not get here and let's not complain. It might have been easier last week or last 10 years. So now it's harder. Everything is harder as you get older. That weapon gets heavier. But you're supposed to be prepared for that. That's what you train for. Isn't that beautiful? Read the third verse.
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
So let's endure hardness. You're going to endure hardness whether you're a soldier of God or whether you're a soldier of the world. You're still going to endure hardness, because the Lord said, in the world you're going to have tribulation. So let's not get excited because situations happen, tribulations happen. It's going to happen if you're in this world.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Tribulation going to happen.
Yes.
What did it say? Fourth verse.
No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life.
That's why I say again, when you are drafted, they cut off all communications for the first 6 weeks. You don't hardly get a, you might get a phone call one weekend. You ain't going home on a furlough. We just got here. They tell you your first furlough will be about 2 months. And by the time they get there, you'd be thanking God if you knew God or not when he got there. But everything is stripped and you're learning a new way. Because when you join Uncle Sam's army, you owe Uncle Sam.
Yes.
And you're dedicated to Uncle Sam and you're there, it's not spoken, but you come in there to die for Uncle Sam.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what you signed up for. Yes. You may not say it, and sometimes the training is so grueling, some say, no, I'm opting out of here. Mm-hmm. You want to get out. And it can get so that one wanted to leave and said, no, you stuck. Mm-hmm. So what they do, they bedwetted. They did everything to try to get out. No, you stay in here. Some things you can get away with, but you know. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. So when you sign up to live for God, that's why we have to separate ourselves from the life. And what is that life? Our life is the people we dwell with.
Yes.
That's our life.
Yes.
In the world. And in the world, the people we dwell with in the world, their life and our life was holidays,
yes.
Birthdays, any day that's special. And on those days, it's always to get something or to give. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it was about receiving.
Right.
We want to come from that life.
Yes.
And what we get from God is going to sustain us. Now, if we come to God and we're drafted, these affairs, we got to stay out of that.
Right.
Because those affairs won't let you come out. Although Uncle Sam drafts us, the ways take time to get out of you. And when you come to act like a thug, and the one in authority see it, they gonna take care of that thugness.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it happen.
Yes.
That's what they have drill sergeants for.
Right.
They will drill it out of you. Same way in God. God comes to prepare us for the walk ahead, for the soldiering ahead. First thing, come as a child. Because when you in the army, you don't tell them, I don't like that mission. I don't like where you're sending me out on point. I don't like that. You don't say that, you just go. And I believe all the soldiers God had, from Isaac, Abraham, all of them, there was no questions asked. Whatever they were told to do, they just did it. Every one of them, every one of them. Even Judas did up until a point, until iniquity was found. He couldn't do it. But that's the job. Let's go to Proverbs 8 and 4. Let's go ahead.
Beautiful, yes.
We want to be soldiers of God, good soldiers.
Yes.
And as I say, when you really examine what a soldier is like, you know what your plight is.
Yes.
Because soldiers don't tell the sergeant or the lieutenant or the captain or above, I don't like this mission.
Mm-hmm.
Or, what are we going out there for?
Right.
You don't tell nobody nothing like that in the army.
No.
Soldier, we're going out two clicks and we're going to do da-da-da. How many going with us? You don't ask stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Say, I want your squad to go out. You don't say, we don't need, no, we need a company going out. You don't say that.
Right.
Squad? Well, squad of eight to go out and do surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
Who, me? You don't do that.
Right.
You just go.
Yes.
Because that's what you're trained for. You ain't trained to ask questions about the mission. And when you start asking questions, next thing you know, you find yourself in the brig. That's also called jail.
Yes, Wes.
Okay.
Yes, Wes.
8 and 4, what is that?
Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of
so
man.
So God didn't come to draft Preston or Hercules.
Sorry,
it's to men,
that's right.
Male and female.
Oh,
that's what the call is going out to. I'm taking my dog. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You can't take your brother if he ain't called.
That's right.
It's to whoever God is calling.
That's right.
Read.
Yes, Pastor.
Now, unto you, O men,
mm-hmm. I call, and my voice is to the sons of men.
What?
O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
Wisdom. Because the Father saying, look at what you see. Don't be stupid. The Creator is calling you.
Yes, thank God, thank God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So God's not going to tell us anything but right things.
Yes.
If you believe that, you should be able to follow God. If you don't, it's going to be a problem. Problems only come when you expect problems.
Yes.
Like I said, you go somewhere and say, I like this, do so-and-so. No problem. Well, who put problem on the table? What happened to? Gotcha. You got it. I'm glad to help you. No, you know, not the no problem thing. That's, that's been sewn into our fabric.
Yes.
But it don't make sense. Why put a problem when there is no problem?
Right. Yes.
But that was said because most of the people they were dealing with were problematic.
Yes.
Like, no problem. Whatever you need. Don't start nothing. That's what they're saying. And everybody pick it up.
Yes, Pastor.
Can I have after? No problem. What happened? Sure can.
Absolutely,
Pastor. Can I have ice cream? We got the best here.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Yes.
No problem. Mm-mm. Don't start nothing. That's what they're saying.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
Let's go to Hosea 11 and 1.
All right, Pastor.
All of these things is in the fabric of society today.
Yes, Pastor.
But we are not of the world.
Right.
And we shouldn't keep those things sewn in our vocabulary, but talk yay, yay, and nay, nay. Be precise in what we're saying.
Yes.
And don't worry about what they don't understand. They need to learn all over again.
Yes.
What did Paul say? You need to be learning again the principles of speech. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
11 and 1. What?
When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt.
And I was thinking about that. What child don't one care for?
Okay.
Because a child, everybody loves a child. I don't care how they look, mm-hmm. how they act. Everybody loves a child because a child is innocent.
Yes.
And that's what God wants us to be, innocent
yes,
with him.
Yes. Yes.
Clear in mind.
Yes.
Nothing between you and God. In other words, God know what I'm thinking and I know what God thinking. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
No problem.
Yes.
Children don't sit and calculate what the parents are going to do. They'll come with sugar all over their faces. I haven't been in the sugar. Just innocent.
Yes, exactly.
But that's why they're children.
Because yes.
Exactly. They do stuff like that.
Right. Stuff.
All the evidence is right there. They don't know you know it.
All of it. Exactly. All of it.
One of our children went to the restroom with eyebrows.
Yes.
And they went in there with their eyebrows on and nothing in their hand. No, nothing to...
Yes.
Shave anything with,
right.
But came out with one eyebrow missing. And she said, what happened to your eyebrow? I don't know. What'd you do? I didn't do nothing.
Right, Pastor. Yes.
That was a lying child.
Yes, it was.
We don't want to be lying children.
Right.
But you know, but when she got hemmed up, be a child and just come on out and,
yes,
you know.
Yes, Pastor.
Read the fourth verse.
Yes. I drew them with cords of a man.
God draws with mm-hmm. man's
beautiful.
Personalities.
Beautiful.
Man's way of wooing. And men have a way. God made birds that woo each other. Did
yes,
he do that?
Yes.
Do a dance while the other one
yes.
is wooing. No, wooing while they do a dance. Whatever.
Sure.
God made that.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody
yes.
But we draw by showing kindness, love. And it's not just kindness and love in a sweet way, by telling the truth.
Yes.
Like Sister B said, when she met teacher, you look like so-and-so, and it told her, looks like the, and shook her up, but told her the truth about herself and helped her see herself, and she accepted it. That's why I believe she's here today. Because she was able to accept truth. That's
beautiful.
Like the woman at the well. She was able to accept the truth when
yes.
the Lord told her, said, no, you got more than one husband.
Yes.
You got many of them.
Yes.
But she accepted the truth, and she was able to go from there.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
So when God really came knocking at her door, it was no problem. She said, I know what this is all about.
Yeah.
And she didn't have a bad feeling from involved with teachers. She had a good reaction from that.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Fourth verse, I drew them with cords of a man, what?
With bands of love. And I was to them as they that take off the yoke of their
jaws. In other words, when we came to God, as I said, when you come in the army, now you get rid of these clothes, you ain't gonna need these high motorcycle boots. You ain't gonna need that here. And then the chain you wear with all, gets 5, 6 bundles of keys. Some people feel important like that. Get a key here, a key there, a key there, a key there. Say, what? This is a key to my special box. This is a key to my garage. This is a key to a cave I got.
Okay.
They think something special. The belt looked like a belt, a cop belt. You got everything but a, what do you call those things they hit you with?
A baton.
They got everything but baton on it. On all kind of keys. Belt that thick. And they feel important. God come take that off of you. And make you a little more plainer. You don't need all them keys, all that stuff. You know. Yes, some with cell phone beeper.
All right.
Beeper's going out, but they got still got the beeper. Got a beeper, cell phone, another cell phone. Who's calling me? Hey, in the army, all that goes away. You don't have that. It ain't like that.
All right, Pastor.
So now you get rid of your phone.
All right, Pastor.
Get rid of all that stuff. See? Well, can I? No, you don't need that.
That's right.
The barber's right. Go sit in that chair over there. Everything goes. He said, who are you? I don't know who I am myself. That's just what Uncle Sam wants. We're going to give you your identity. We're going to put you in infantry. So we're going to make you a dish. I'm a doctor. Well, you're going to be washing dishes right now. That's what you are. You're a dishwasher. But what you want? What do you want to be, a plumber? You a cook.
Yes.
We gotta eat this food? Yeah.
That's right, Pastor.
I drew them with cords of a man.
With bands of love.
What?
And I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws.
Taking off all of these ways of the world, holidays, thinking everything has got to be dealt with. My child's birthday. My child's graduation from nursery.
Right.
You ain't gotta be involved in all you have to be involved in that. They're children. But they make you so obligated and make the children feel like your parents ain't good parents. Mm-hmm. All kind of stuff. Right. But we have to trust God.
Yes. Right.
We owe them nothing. Let's go to Romans 8 and 28.
Beautiful.
Let's go
there. Yes.
It's good to understand what we're signing up for and what it's all about.
Yes.
And stay with it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You understand that we're here to die for the country.
Yes.
For the Lord. Yes. For Israel.
All right.
You don't mind jumping into warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
Some soldiers, when we got over there, they said, I want to go to the DMZ. I want to fight. And we were by the water. We just did the skirmishes and, you know, pot shot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ambush. That's what we hit a shot and we had to chase them. Mm-hmm. We're in a big company. But DMZ, you fought men look like you with uniforms on.
Mm-hmm.
Did the same thing you had.
Right.
You had to be special forces. That's what you call it, Dean Curtis, the Marine.
All right, buddy.
The Marines are tough boys. A little tougher than I was.
Super fine.
The Marines go through mud,
mm-hmm.
jumping off caves and mountains and stuff. Hang gliding and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
I ain't no paratrooper. I don't want to jump 50 feet out of a tower either. That's not me. I did, but after that one jump, I was done. Romans 8:28.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love
That's
God.
That's something to believe and to understand. When you're in God's army, all things, everything works out for good. If you get captured by the enemy, it's going to work out for good. You know, God is coming. God going to deliver.
Yes.
Now, if you had people, the forefathers, some of our forefathers, they believed in God that they did not know according to the scripture, but they hung themselves, they were being hung, and cried freedom and didn't realize it really wasn't.
Right.
If you know God like we know him.
Right.
Just because you hang yourself for your fellow man don't make
right.
You have the love of God.
Right. Make it plain.
But the scripture says, though I get my body be burned,
yes.
And don't have charity,
right.
Which
right.
Is the love of God, you still
yes.
Tinkling brass. Sound right. Brass and tinkling silver. That's
right.
All it is.
That's right.
Yes. To them who are the called according to his purpose.
According, the purpose is to die.
Yes.
We have to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Except the grain of wheat fall on earth and die. We come here to die.
Yes.
So we're going to die fighting the enemy.
Yes.
And know it's going to work out.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You read 29?
No, Pastor. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son.
So when you come in, like I say, in the army, they don't care what you look like. They don't care what stature you are. You're going to be a soldier when you leave there. Or you either get kicked out dishonorably, or you're going to be a soldier.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. We're here to be conformed
yes.
to his image. And you cannot be conformed to an image you can't see.
That's right.
And you can see an image in your mind.
Yes.
If it's explained to you.
Right.
And then you have example.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again.
Yes. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son.
I see something in you that I can work with and make you a soldier. Now it depends on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in the army. I see something in you we cannot use, you cannot join, because
right.
You have this ailment that we can't use that.
Right.
You get to be fit for this, because we want you to die for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But like, you're going to die anyway. So you aren't we all? You go back home and die with your family, because
yes.
This
yes.
is not what we need. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Let's
right,
go
right,
to sir. 12 and 2. Thank
Romans,
God.
Yeah.
We'll right, be conformed sir. To his image.
Yeah.
And his image don't include the affairs in his life. It just
right,
don't.
Right.
That's not his image. Everywhere Jesus went, everything he did, it was always against traditional way.
Yes.
There's nowhere in the scripture Jesus ever celebrated a birthday.
No.
I don't mean that he didn't celebrate. So, oh,
mm-hmm.
you're 105 now? It don't mean he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's trying to show, it wasn't necessary. It really wasn't in God's DNA for celebrating a natural birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
not, because that's nothing to celebrate.
Right.
You come here to die.
Right.
What are you going to celebrate your birthday for?
Yes,
trying to celebrate the time you are alive. Only alive in God, but
oh,
we celebrate.
That's
that
right.
Beautiful?
Yes.
What we read?
12
and 2. What does it
mm-hmm. say? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing
because
of your mind.
You can't be conforming to his image if your mind ain't renewed. You got to start thinking differently. It's like an army. You come in the army and say, okay, oh, I got a Glock at home.
Mm-hmm.
Break it down.
All right. Right,
in the army, your Glock got to be clean. You got to know how to clean it backwards and forwards.
Yes.
I went to Vietnam, didn't know how to clean the rifle. Thank God it didn't jam up on me.
Yes.
And thank God I had to use that much. But if I had to change it, I'd say, change mine.
Mm-hmm.
And bullets flying. You can't change it, you can't change it, you can't clean it.
Right.
Read it again.
Yes. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind,
what?
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
So our mind has been renewed in how we do things, how we think about things.
Yes.
It's got to be renewed, because we're just going from the way we grew up.
Yes.
And many times the way we think, it's not like God's thoughts.
Yes.
It's not like what the scriptures tell us to think.
Yes, Pastor. You're right, Pastor.
Don't think ill of your brother. You look to me just thinking ill all the time. Instead of saying, stop that,
that's
devil.
Right.
Get out of my
mind. That's right.
But it's there. And it's like, it's just normal.
Yes.
Like you bat your eye. Don't do this just normal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
Then stop and say, wait, what am I doing? What am I thinking about?
Right.
I don't want to act like that.
That's right, Pastor.
That's right.
You're right, Pastor.
That's why we have the scriptures keeping us daily.
Yes. Daily. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Mind stirred up.
Yes.
So you don't drift back into the old way.
That's
yes.
right.
I don't care what God gives us, how God increases us. I'm not going to be dressed like no pimp.
No.
And I'm not going to buy no car looking like no pimp.
That's right, Pastor. Thank God.
That's worldly stuff.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
If I had a Cadillac in the world, diamond in the back, sunroof top. Why would I bring it in to God for?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
When you come to God, leave that mess behind. Because you find out that's low-life stuff. I'm talking about a Mercedes low-life. You got the wrong wheels on it. And got it all fixed up like the world. Why would you want to have something like the world? I came in here with a sports car. You need 10, 20, you buy another sports car. Try to act like the world. What would you want to look like the world for?
Yes, Pastor. Yes. That's right.
You want to, your image, since you've been in God, is to be like God. Yes. God's yes. Not no diamond in the back.
That's right. Beautiful, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yes, Pastor.
Read it again.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good.
If our minds have not been changed to live for God, you can't prove anything. Mm-hmm. You can't prove God's word. You're going to be just the opposite. You're going to see everything but God's word. God's word makes you humble and submissive. It makes you a good soldier. Yes, you don't ask questions. You just follow. And I mean that. Yes. Ain't nothing wrong with asking, but what question are you asking? You don't ask a question after you've been told to do something. Yes. If you ask, you say, how, or give me more understanding about the question, but not like, well, I ain't doing that. I don't see what you're talking about.
Right.
That's not what a soldier does. You figure it out. Look at Joseph in prison. He was a soldier. Isaac, any one of God's, just think about it. Where'd you see a rebuttal? Where?
No, Pastor.
Not one time. But that's what we were chosen to be.
Correct.
Soldiers. Ephesians.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Beautiful.
20. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 1.
Ephesians 2 and 1. Yes, Pastor. Beautiful. Yes,
let's Lord. Keep it in our minds.
Yes.
That's what we're chosen to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And God didn't choose it. Whether you volunteered or not, God chose to raise soldiers for him to fight the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Because the flesh is against the spirit, and the spirit is against the flesh against the spirit, the spirit against the flesh.
Yes.
That's a fight there.
Yes.
We were chosen to fight against
yes.
the flesh.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Ephesians 2 and 1, what's that?
And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins.
God quickened us, you know, stirred our minds up.
Amen. Thank God.
At a certain point,
yes.
Whether you came 6 weeks and had a mind, or whether you never stepped in and said, I got a mind to go to church.
Mm-hmm. God.
That's because you were quickened. Now, God don't quicken a mind when it ain't ready. Because
right.
God knows what's in you. But what's in you when it's time? Time to quicken. Because
right.
they see it's time for whatever you got to work.
All right.
Beautiful.
That notion that you might want to live, God, it's time for it to work.
That's beautiful, Pastor.
Yes. Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yes, Lord.
Read mm-hmm. the fifth verse.
Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved.
Yes.
Going about our daily sinful life, but things happen and made us say, you know what, I think I'm going to church.
Yeah.
I think I'll yes, call so and so and so. Things begin to happen. Because God could see what was in you where you couldn't. You only just experience what you feel.
That'd
be a reason.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
So, we're in heavenly places.
Thank God.
That means we're not in heaven, but in the places of heaven.
Isn't that beautiful?
These are heavenly places
beautiful.
Where righteousness is.
Yes.
Where the soldiers dwell.
All right. Beautiful.
Yes.
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 With the soldiers of God.
Yes, Lord.
It's a community.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a war camp.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Revelations 12 and 1.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Only in heavenly places do you get a chance to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fight in that world because you get to be in heavenly places to fight this war.
Yes.
Because this devil, he's not in heaven, but he's in heavenly places.
Yes.
You 12. Can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.